Winery Crasher is a proud member of the Barreras Podcasters Guild. Today is No Pants Day, and I think it's time we give ourselves a break and celebrate our laziness. Stay tuned and don't get dressed, because in just a moment, I am celebrating this weird holiday with some great wine suggestions for lazy days. Hey everybody, it's Connor, the Winery Crasher. I'm here to tell you that it would mean the world to me if you considered following me on social media. That's why today's episode is sponsored by my Instagram account. Just visit me at Winery Crasher and hit that follow button. You'll be able to listen to clips of my episodes, learn wine tips, and find out what's in my glass. As a small thank you, DM me and I will give you my wine and common ingredients pairing sheet absolutely free. Now that is something to raise a glass for. Let's get back to the episode. You're listening to Winery Crasher, the podcast where we pair wines with everyday foods, review wines under $20, and welcome you, even if you drink wine from a mason jar. This is Wine Culture with Attitude. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Winery Crasher, the podcast that brings a fun, welcoming, and bold attitude to wine culture. I am your host, Connor, and I think that No Pants Day is probably the perfect holiday for this pandemic. It's basically been No Pants Year. Am I right? Or am I right? We've been shaming ourselves for our lack of motivation. Let's embrace and celebrate it instead. These wines can help you not only be lazy, but proud of it too. Firstly, I want to give some history on No Pants Day. Then I will introduce my friends, the mini champagne bottle, pre-made sangria, and Vinho Verde, all the way from Portugal. As always, you can find links, photos, and other resources discussed in today's episode in the show notes. Just visit winerycrasher.com/wineslazyday. So, how did No Pants Day start anyway? Well, NationalToday.com gives some possible history on No Pants Day. It likely started in the 1980s when college students wanted to rebel and celebrate the end of final exams by taking off their pants and walking around in their underwear. That's interesting. Very interesting way to celebrate the end of the school year. These wine suggestions are for celebrating No Pants Day privately in your home. If you want to celebrate this holiday in public, that is your business. Just make sure to follow local laws and at least wear a mask. Let's begin with my first suggestion, the mini champagne bottle. This is a 187-milliliter sized bottle, to be exact, of any champagne or sparkling wine. 187 milliliters is a little over 6 ounces, so this would be like a nice big pour of one glass of wine, because a typical wine pour, or one glass, is 5 ounces. These bottles are readily available at places like Walgreens or Total Wine. I've seen a big selection at my local Total Wine. And yes, I've seen a few bottles of this size for sale at Walgreens as well. Now, why do I say any champagne or sparkling wine? Well, there's actually a difference. Champagne is a sparkling wine, but with the exception of a few old California brands grandfathered in when we recognized this law, French law says that champagne can only come from a specific region in France, the Champagne region. That is the only place that can make wine called champagne. Anywhere else, it has to be called sparkling wine. This size, this 187 milliliters or 6 ounce size bottle, is just enough to indulge yourself by drinking straight out of the bottle without overindulging. Yes, straight out of the bottle. And surprisingly, like I said earlier, you can find all kinds of sparkling wines in these little bottles. Furthermore, champagne is a versatile wine for pairing. You can make all kinds of food pairings with champagne. Say you want to stay home on No Pants Day and watch a movie. Believe it or not, sparkling wine pairs perfectly with popcorn. Yep. Pop your popcorn, pop in a movie, pop that cork, and pop off your pants. What more could you need in life? While sparkling wine pairs perfectly with popcorn, let's get creative and pair with the mood. Maybe you're not wearing pants because you both want to be lazy and stay cool in this hot weather. We're covering our next wine, pre-made sangria, right after this quick ad. Champagne is the perfect option if you want to stay home and watch a movie, but if you want to be lazy and stay cool at the same time, then sangria is the perfect refresher for you. It's flavorful, fun, and easy to drink. But I don't want you drinking any old sangria. No, no, no. I don't want you to cut up a bunch of oranges and lemons, then soak them in brandy and mix it all up with club soda and wine. That takes time and effort. That takes work. I want you to be unapologetically lazy. That's why we have bottles of pre-made sangria. You're not wearing pants, so you won't be out in public judged for drinking the pre-made stuff. Or, perhaps more importantly, you won't be judged for your lack of pants. Again, if you want to celebrate this holiday in public, that is your business. Speaking of which, has anyone else noticed that those signs on restaurant doors only say no shirt, no shoes, no service? They never mention anything about pants. I digress. Sangria is refreshing, and you can drink it with or without food. But what if you want something lighter than sangria? Something you don't have to worry about pairing with food at all. Well, let me introduce you to Vino Verde, one of my favorite wines all the way from Portugal. My friends, fellow winery crashers, Vino Verde is like hard seltzer, but much classier. If you're not having wine with a meal or any other type of food, master of wine and editor of the Oxford Companion to Wine, Jancis Robinson, suggests that you find something low in alcohol. Well, this light white wine is a little fizzy, pretty cheap, and low in alcohol. It has a little bit of lime flavor and some peach flavor to it. Very, very refreshing. And most of all, you can still impress all your friends by telling them that you love fancy Portuguese wine. Wine is traditionally paired with food, so there are some great pairings with vinho verde. I want to do an entire episode on vinho verde in the coming weeks, especially as summer rolls right around the corner. But today I will give one of my favorite food pairing options for this wine. Shrimp tacos with lots of lime. To sum up, whether you're watching a movie or just sitting out by the pool, you've got some great options for celebrating your laziness. We have the 187 milliliter or just over 6 ounce mini bottles of sparkling wine, which you can indulge yourself just drinking straight out of the bottle with little guilt. The pre-made sangria, a refreshing drink without all the work of a homemade sangria. And finally, vinho verde, another great wine that you can drink on hot days with or without food. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked what I had to say, please hit that follow button. Go ahead, hit it. Also, DM me on Instagram with your wine questions. If I use your question in an episode, I will give you a shout out. That is it for this episode. As always, please be responsible with your choices when drinking alcohol. Have fun, but don't be a jerk. See you next time. Cheers. Winery Crasher is proudly produced in New Mexico, home of America's first wine country.